Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily, this time for May 21st, 2020. This is our super quick rundown, or snapshot, if you will, of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. One of the big perks of Android TV set-top boxes or televisions is that Google's Chromecast functionality is baked directly into the system. Now that functionality is getting a slight upgrade, as Android TV can now keep Chromecast audio streaming on in the background. Enabled recently, presumably through an update to the Chromecast built-in app on Android TV, you can now keep audio streaming going for Chromecast apps, even if they're not in the foreground. What does this mean? Well, if you cast music from a source such as Spotify or YouTube Music, you can hit the home button and navigate to the Android TV UI without the actual audio stopping from playing. For Spotify users, this has always been possible using the Spotify app for Android TV, but this extends the functionality to other services. In our own brief testing of this feature, it seems to work with any music service on the platform. Video apps, though, will cut out as soon as you hit the home button, but you will see a notification appear on the home screen if you're playing music, showing the title that is playing with the album art, song title, and the artist name. There's also an open button to go back to the Chromecast UI. If music is playing, it will continue to play until other media starts from another app on your Android TV. This does vary, though, from app to app. Play Movies and Disney Plus leave music playing, but Hulu cuts it out immediately. If you do have Android TV, you should see the feature available right now. LG's budget Android smartphones do often fly under the radar, but the company's affordable Stylo lineup has proved quite popular in the past. Today, the LG Stylo 6 has gone official with a bigger display, better specs, and a very affordable price point. The LG Stylo 6 is definitely a budget package, and it offers up a MediaTek Helio P35 2.3GHz octa-core processor, 3GB of RAM and 64GB of storage, with microSD card support. The device also has a 6.8-inch Full HD Plus display, a 4000mAh battery with USB-C and fast charging support. It comes pre-installed with Android 10, and there is also a 13MP selfie camera. There's also a triple camera array on the rear, with a 13MP primary sensor backed by a 5MP ultrawide and depth cameras on top of that. A headphone port rounds off the entire package. LG has also revamped the look of the LG Stylo 6 compared to the previous model. The frame looks more like stainless steel, and the back of the phone has a gradient look. There's still a fingerprint sensor on there too, as well as an extra button on the side that's used to access the Google Assistant. The LG Stylo 6 retails for $219, but Boost Mobile has had a launch promotion ongoing that brings the price down to an enticing $179. Right now though, there's no word on other carriers offering the device. OnePlus has been producing McLaren Edition smartphones for the past couple of years, but 2020 might be the end of that partnership. As spotted by some eagle-eyed Redditors, OnePlus has disappeared from the McLaren's official partner support page. For the 2020 F1 season, OnePlus looks to have dropped out of the esports partners section, while it was previously listed on McLaren's site. According to the internet's time-travelling Wayback Machine, the company's logo was present on this page in at least December 2019, but dropped off somewhere between that day and late March 2020. If you recall, the partnership between OnePlus and McLaren has debuted three phones, a special edition OnePlus 6T, a special edition OnePlus 7T Pro 5G, and the OnePlus Concept 1 that debuted a clever ND filter camera trick. In 2020 though, there has been no sign of a new McLaren edition OnePlus device, even though the company's latest smartphone lineup has already debuted. With all of that in mind, it's entirely possible that OnePlus has paused this partnership or is simply waiting for the yearly T release, which seems to have been the case in previous years. But things certainly aren't looking bright there. We have reached out to OnePlus on this story, but the company wasn't immediately available for comment. Of course, we'll let you know if this partnership has ended, because McLaren editions have always offered something a little bit different. Last month, Google and Apple announced that they're integrating contact tracing capabilities into their respective mobile operating systems. And with that in mind, Android and iOS are today gaining exposure notifications, which means health agencies can start releasing apps to help combat the spread of COVID-19. Exposure notifications are available on Android 6.0 Marshmallow devices and later. The capability is powered by Google Play Services, which is installed on Android devices running Google Apps, and the necessary update will likely be rolled out within a week. You can see the option from your phone's settings app, just visit the Google menu to control them. In terms of privacy, no GPS or other location data is being recorded when the anonymous randomly generated identifiers are being exchanged. That means that governments or the two companies involved do not know where you've been. Additionally, when people get alerts that they've possibly been exposed to COVID-19, they will not be made aware of who reported it. With today's launch, users will have to download an app from a local health agency to get started. Then they will be prompted to enable exposure notifications with the ability to disable these at any time. Matching occurs entirely on device, with Google and Apple planning to shut down the system on a regional basis when it's no longer needed. And finally, YouTube Music's recently revamped Now Playing UI is today picking up a very useful related tab. YouTube Music on mobile and desktop now has a related section that lists 5 songs that you might also like, and a carousel of recommended playlists. Similar artists are also below, while a More From shows other albums, singles and EPs from whoever you're listening to. The last section is an About This Artist biography. However, while this feature is rolling out, not all songs will feature these 4 types of suggestions. For those wondering, YouTube Music's related suggestions are rolling out via a server-side update today with version 3.65 or later. So those were the top news stories of the past 24 hours. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.